Ladies and gentlemen, I will now ask the Vice Chancellor to make a statement.
Chancellor, my Lord Mayor, my Lords, ladies and gentlemen, I should like at first to say a word as to why we are holding this meeting in this marquee or tent, hardly pavilioned in splendour. The reason is this: we have no hall which holds more than 450, and we felt that you would wish that the Council and Senate and Court of the University and the ladies, and also a representative body of the students, should be able to attend on this auspicious day. One day, perhaps, we shall have an assembly hall which could take a gathering such as this. I want next to say a word about the history of this project, the building of the Portland Building, which later you will witness the opening. When the charter was granted to the university in 1948, a scheme was drawn up in consultation with the University Grants Committee for a large building to provide facilities for the many and various needs of a greatly enlarged community. After consultations with staff and student representatives, the amended scheme was devised in February 1949, so that this project goes back 8 years. At the time, it was hoped that it would be possible to begin the site work in that year. This could not be arranged. In May 1949, the University Grants Committee was willing to consider an application to proceed with the building. But subsequently, national restrictions on capital expenditure made it necessary to postpone the starting date to January the 1st, 1951, and then later to March 1953. In spite of delays and uncertainties, the agreement appointing Messrs. Cecil Howitt and partners as architects was signed on the 7th of June 1951. Between that date and the beginning of the work, I had the opportunity myself, and also Mr. Howitt took the opportunity, to visit America, and we saw a certain number of American universities and their union buildings. And as a result, various modifications and developments were introduced into the design, which were approved by the University Grants Committee.